You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, hey, hey! It's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And it is Friday, and I'm ready to jam. Oh, oh, it is a blue moon weekend, hey, and I'm ready to jam. Yeah,
I'm feeling this jingle the same way as the one.
No, not the same one. You can't.
But I wake up
with new mercies, so I got new jingles. New mercies, new jingles.
I do like the direction it was going, and I just wasn't feeling the energy for it, but okay.
That's because you ain't tapped in. Tap in. You've been away from Miami too long. Because see, that what happened when you stay up in that cold effervescence for too long.
Yeah, something changes. It does.
It does. It thickens you up. You know, it tightens up.
You ain't as
loose and goose as you were, but you will be soon though.
For sure.
So they say on the street. Like, I ain't gonna tell nobody.
I don't know what street you on, but okay.
It's Friday.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, my lovely. So I couldn't let us go into this conversation because I felt it coming. I felt us having a real good conversation on the phone. And I was like, no. We need to go ahead and hang this phone up. And so let's get a people what we enjoy sharing, which is our basic conversation. It's Friday. It's moving into a blue moon. Listen, if you don't know what a blue moon is, Google it. I was actually prepared to do a more in-depth. And I am. I'm prepared to do it. I just don't think that it would do as much in the amount of time that I want to give it, considering that I've already started my festivities over 24 hours ago. So
this is Festive Vessel? Is that who I'm speaking to?
Yeah, you're speaking of Festive Vessel. Yes, okay. That's right.
Okay. I want to make sure I knew which one I was talking.
Yep. This is a Friday, so woo. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting ready for we call it the pre-notion to the prelude to the actual harvest part of the festival, which is the tomorrow. It's weird because, you know, we're experiencing this moment in the middle of Halloween. And for those who are somewhat a little sketchy about Halloween, it kind of gets overshadowed in it, right? You know, the idea of lifting up your energy and engaging your spiritual realm and grounding yourself, you know. So those are great. This is great times. Charging your crystals. People who don't know about chakras, this is a great time to identify chakras to release appropriately during this blue moon celebration. And it is amazing. Did you see the moon last night?
I did not. We have been experiencing overcast.
Okay. All right.
And now the night before, and this is no lie. I know people think I make up stories.
No, they don't.
In persons,
and
purposes.
Those that do, they do it well because they still come back for more.
Thank you. But I swear for man of God.
And for God.
I usually don't. But the other night, I believe it was the night before last, I looked out the window and the moon looked like it was wearing a mask. I am not lying. If that ain't a sign that y'all need to get covered up.
Everybody better wear. Look.
What? That thing looked, I'm telling you, it had the perfect medical mask on. And I stood there and looked at that thing and I said, no, you won't, Mr. Moon. No, you.
Signs and wonders. They live in all spaces. There's there's a planet apparently out there that's just a little bit smaller than Earth that is also has interjected into our atmosphere.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not within orbit. So astrologists and scientists have noted that it is, it can't be seen.
Wait, astrologists or astronomers? Astronomers.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
That's why.
No problem. Well, make sure we're clear. Okay.
Astronomers have actually, you know, if my nephew was on here, I would have been, uncle, I'm just going to let you finish. But then I'm going to. Is that not my. That's him.
Yeah.
Uncle, I'm going to let you finish because I don't believe in interrupting elders. You know?
That's
but I'm going to come back around and say, yeah.
Yeah.
They are saying that you can't see it from the naked eye or from, you know, like you have to have a special type of micro. Oh, gosh, he's going to kick my butt when he hears me say this. You have to have some micro lens. It's a micro lens that you have to, they're only able to see this planet because it's shining, reflecting off of a star. I caught a glimpse of the conversation in preparation for Blue Moon, so that's how I, you know, so I'm not the expert. This is not my field of study. No, I'm not gonna even try. That's okay. My nephew. You can hit my nephew up, though, and I'm not giving anybody his Instagram.
No, you're not.
No. So yeah, that's enough of that.
Okay.
I'm excited to say that today is another opportunity for me to celebrate my beautiful, beautiful, loving grandmother.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So during this celebration, you should pick someone that has transitioned over to make conversation with, or, you know, have, you know, spiritual connection with, and engage them on this journey, you know, that we don't typically have during Blue Moon every year, and really try to be one in the conversation with them, be present in that conversation with them, and however they choose to ignite you. My grandmother actually chose to show me how to locate a garment that I wore at her 70th birthday and drew me to that mud cloth that I did not know where it was. Literally, I'm in storage. Went there to try to find my social security card. I don't know what, that's another story. Couldn't find it, but I was drawn to this bag that I started going through. Somebody might see some of the pictures of me going through my China bag. It was in my China. And that's where those pictures come from. Those pictures are me finding, and I was like just having a moment. And then I run across the mud cloth. And so, I was instructed to put it on, and when I put it on, I immediately broke down. Mm-hmm. I immediately started to smell her, to remember what it felt like to touch her hair. And I was like, yeah, you're coming with me. And so, yeah, that's what I'm celebrating also in this space. I'm also celebrating a breakthrough of unapologetic blackness.
Mm-hmm.
One that says that I am not going to stand to allow others being white, others being non-black, to feel like I have to apologize for my fear that they might think less of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being apologetic about any of the spaces that I've had to commandeer as the only black person in those spaces and still hold a mantle of this is what blackness really is and excellent spaces and be that. This is not a good time to run up on me if you not sure about your purpose. because I'm most definitely unapologetic about the direction that God and the spirit realm has drawn me to in this moment as well. So this is a good Friday.
So let me just, for clarity's sake, because you done said a lot.
You gonna try to wrap this up in a
I am not. And despite my ability to do that, I am not. I'm gonna ask
because you are the wizard.
I'm gonna ask the question. In the process of the celebration, is there a particular name given to what you are doing or what you are celebrating?
Other than it's being a blue moon celebration, nope.
Okay.
There's none that has been given to me as of yet. If the universe wants to crown one on top of me and be like, this is the day of
no. I'm merely asking because
of moments.
I'm merely asking because you started in and I didn't want to feel it as if we came in the middle of your thought process and we didn't get the beginning of it. So I wanted to make sure that I get it. You're celebrating. And I just want to make sure that we were clear about what we are celebrating because everybody ain't celebrating the same thing in the same way.
Somebody is celebrating Friday.
Yes.
And I'm saying celebrate Friday. I'm saying, yeah, that's it.
No, you're saying more than that, but that's okay. That's my interpretation. That's quite all right. But I'm going to tell you this much. I believe that we should be bold enough to celebrate literally, and I don't mean to sound, cliche, but literally every day. We should be bold enough to celebrate every single day and find literally the magic in that celebration of just being able to, like grasp hold of the little things as well as the mysterious, as well as the phenomenal, that. There is so much. I need to put this in here, even though it might not really be the celebration part, but I do need to say this. There are so many things around us right now telling us that these are uncertain times. And I beg to differ. I believe that for those of us who trust and believe in a power higher than ourselves, however you call that power, that you have, if your power is powerful, then you have to believe that. To me, my certainty is my trust in that power higher.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm certain that, as far as I know, God is going to make the sun rise and set in the time that God sets. Y'all can manipulate the time all you want to, but God's going to do it.
Oh, there is a time change. Yep, there is.
Yes, and, yes.
Good throw in there. I like that. No, I didn't lose you. Come back. No. Oh my gosh, I can't hear you.
Sorry, I think you lost me. Did you lose me?
Nope, came back. I
got a call come in and all these things. Yeah, but I'm certain that God does what God does, whether or not I get up and do something. Yeah, and so when people say that, these are uncertain times and blah, blah, blah.
No, now, then my brother wanted to call me.
You see?
I didn't put on the do not disturb, I guess.
I didn't either. And now I realize that, people calling me and things are happening. But I just want to say that I know that, again, we have been, but even more so now, we are in a space where we have the permission and the ability to define who we are, what we are, what we're about, and hold that up as the standard, not as the, the exception to the rule.
Nope.
Oh, because we're Black. Nope. Well, that's different because you guys are Black. No, this is the way it is. And I don't need to wait for you to validate. And the thing about it is—
There you go, there you go.
Whether or not it's a blue moon or not, we can choose to celebrate our ancestors, our journey, our way forward anytime the way we want to,
Absolutely.
And so, because I kind of think about how people, I have friends who, you say something about Kwanzaa and they're like, I don't know nothing about that. Look, just give me Christmas. Okay, well, then do Christmas right.
You would be. You're going to. If you're going to do it right.
Right, right. But the thing is, like, even that, the fact that someone had decided, like, look, I can create my own. How do you think these things came about?
Yeah.
Someone created these things to say, this is a way to mark this time. Yeah. So then why not celebrate the way we see fit and make the tradition our own? Decide that this is important. I'm going to do this. My daughter said, because she was born on the 22nd of the month that she was born in, mm-hmm. that every 22nd of the month,
ooh.
Whatever month it is her birthday.
Ooh. Yeah, mm-hmm. I knew it. I knew you were going there.
And we should be celebrating her in a way fitting
mm-hmm.
of her celebration on that month that she was born in. I said, mm-hmm. okay, fine. And she will tell you, today is my birthday.
Yep. And you'd be sitting there double taking.
I'm like, you know what? John Lennon said, let it be.
Let it be. And it was.
Okay.
You did it. I knew you had the magic. You did it. That's what today was all about. It is about celebrating. And you're right. It is a blue moon for me. It's a blue moon celebration for me. It's an extra topping on top of everything. Shout mm-hmm. out to Woodmore. The community of Woodmore. Oh my gosh. You guys are beautiful Black people. Excellent Black people. Celebrating Blue Moon, excellent Black people, Woodmore. It is your celebration, however you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can take it and multiply it times seven, excellent. You know, my energy is up there, and it typically I try to keep it up there. Not always do I get a chance to engage in energy on that level all the time because I choose to deal with the stuff that brings my energy level into healing,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
not yielding, but healing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a celebration Friday, and I want us to grapple a hold of it. We're making it through 2020 through hook or grace, no crooks, through hook or grace.
We had the crooks, honey.
I don't want no crooks. If they don't drop their stimulus checks, we might see some crooks out there. But I ain't even trying. I ain't trying to call them into play.
Okay.
That's all I wanted this Friday to really just resonate in that vein. And as I play the internet in the back, if you guys don't know, that's a good group. Go check them out. The internet,
huh?
The internet.
Oh, you know what I heard something different. Let me keep my mouth shut. Keep going, doctor.
That is. This has been the B-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we're so excited you decided to stop by this Friday and enjoy this wonderful day with us. Have a great weekend. It's Blue Moon.
Celebrate.
Celebrate.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.